You know, it's great to be in the Ulster final. There's no doubt about that. There, yeah, I thought it was a decent performance, but I thought we have a lot of we still have a lot of work to do ahead of the final. You know, any day you beat Tyrone in Championship football, it's good. It's a good day. There's a real fierce rivalry between both teams, and you know, the highest respect for each other. But from our point of view, it's great to get over them. But there's no silverware, Oisín. We've got to get ready for the Ulster final now.
I think that first half performance was a bit more than decent, now, Declan.
Yeah, it was. Now, listen, it was. There's no doubt. Yeah, and but at the same time, you know, we could have coughed up a couple of goals, and no, we probably should have had another goal. But I thought Jamie finished the first chance really well, and I thought we played really well in that first half.
Was that the one end of the game then? Was that that first 8 minutes? Was it once you got that front foot in the head and 1-2 from Jamie?
Yeah, it's always important, and that type of match, you know, that you get your noses in front, and I thought we'd done that, and we kicked some really superb scores.
Yeah. I know actually beforehand that apart from the likes of Patrick and Michael and Ryan, that there's other players that the evolution of the football within Donegal, that maybe this was the right stage for it. Did them players answer them questions today?
Oh, they did. There's no doubt about that there. And I never had any doubts about these players, to be quite honest. I thought they were, you know, they really worked hard today, and it's so, you know, important from our point of view that we have a lot of these young lads coming through now, and they're all playing at a really good level, you know, and they're coping it, you know, when you see them playing against Tyrone out there. And you look at it, like Jason and Michael Langan and Owen Bann and Jamie, these are only young lads, Niall O'Donnell, young lads, and those experienced players down, like Frank coming in, you know, Leo started, Michael Murphy, Paddy McBride, real leaders within the team, Paddy McGrath, and you know, that's vital.
And Kieran Thompson played a part around the middle. Sean Patton had them three brilliant saves, and his kicking was excellent today as well. His delivery from the kickouts was good, and just right across the field there was huge performances.
Yeah, there was. There's no doubt, Oisín. There was a lot of good performances, but we've got to keep our feet firmly on the ground, because we have a big task ahead of us now in the Ulster final. We've got to get ready for that challenge. You know, Cavan or Armagh are waiting in the wings, and we'll go and see that game tomorrow. And as I say, our preparations start this evening.
Well, listen, it's all positive. Was there any sort of things was worrying you in the second half there? Like Tyrone got to within three.
Yeah, they did. Listen, we probably should have had more scores on the board. We missed a number of opportunities. There was a swirling breeze out there, but I thought we didn't really look in any real danger. But at the same time, you know, when it goes down to 3 points, you're always in a bit of a. But no, I thought the lads really coped well, and the lads coming in done a really good job too.
You asked as well after the last game that the performance would need to be better. Maybe a near perfect performance to overcome Tyrone. Did you get that?
Well, listen, you know, it wasn't perfect. There's no doubt. There's room for improvement. There's definitely room for improvement. There was a number of errors out there, but as I say, you know, we'll continue to strive for that improvement, and as I say, we will have to improve as we step on now. We've about six sessions to get ready for an Ulster final, and we'll be ready for that.
And there'll be a buzz around those sessions, so they will now.
Listen, there's really fierce competition for places within that group, and you've seen it there today. I mean, lads coming in, and like Owen McHugh starting there today and done a really, really good job. It's been up, showing up well at training. Oisín Gallagher's just back in. So a lot of these lads are really working hard, and it's about the whole group. We've 29 players in that squad, and any one of those players can be an option now in 2 weeks' time.
Well done, Declan.
Thanks, Oisín.